Economist Nouriel Roubini earned the title Dr. Doom for his dire forecast for the economy. That was several years ago, and of course his predictions were borne out. The New York University professor then shot to fame in the world of economic analysis, and he has co-authored a new book. It's called Crisis Economics, and he joined us from our New York bureau. Good morning.
Good morning. A pleasure being with you.
Now, we had originally planned to focus on the U.S. economy, but with events in Europe unfolding, let's begin with that and this massive package, nearly a $1 trillion bailout. Do you think this will work?
The financial resources that have been offered over the weekend look like massive, but there are a number of important questions that are still open. A number of these countries have very large budget deficits and stocks of public debt. Politically, we'll see whether they can reduce spending or increase taxes enough to reduce these deficit levels. There's a question of whether this fiscal contraction is going to reduce further economic activity. All of these countries have also lost competitiveness because for a number of years, their wages were growing more than productivity. They'll have to do much more structural reforms to regain competitiveness, export shares, and so on. So there are plenty of open questions on whether these countries are going to be able to avoid the risk of default on their public debt.
Well, what do you see as the outlook in the near future for the United States?
Well, in the U.S., there is a beginning of an economic recovery, but in my view, this recovery is going to be anemic, subpar, below trend for the next couple of years for two reasons. First of all, you have over-leveraged U.S. consumers that over time have to start consuming at a rate slower than their income in order to save more. Secondly, like in Europe right now, we have very large budget deficits in the United States. If we keep on running deficits of $1 trillion over time, we are also going to be in a situation which markets are going to start to worry about the sustainability of the U.S. deficit and public debt. That has not occurred yet, but the chances it might occur are significant. Therefore, over the medium term, the U.S. will have to think about raising revenues and cutting government spending to prevent the kind of crisis we're seeing right now in the Eurozone.
You just spoke of an anemic recovery. But what does that mean? A year, 2 years, 3 years, subject to reversal back into a recession?
So far, we have out of the recession, so there is a beginning of economic growth. The U.S. Potential growth is about 3%, but I do expect that for the next couple of years, U.S. economic growth is going to average only about 2% because eventually we'll have to raise taxes and cut government spending. The outcome of many historical financial crises is retrenchment both by the government and the private sector, and that retrenchment of spending leads to slower economic growth. We're going to start to create jobs starting this year, but I expect that the unemployment rate is going to remain relatively high for the next couple of years.
Since we've been hearing this for a while, that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, it would be worse if we were looking at another crisis around the corner.
You're right. It's better than having a recession, but unless we tackle our own fiscal deficits, unless we also better supervise banks and other financial institutions, we could be planting the seeds of the next financial crisis down the line.
Nouriel Roubini is an economics professor at New York University's Stern School of Business. He's the co-author with Stephen Mim of the new book, Crisis Economics, A Crash Course in the Future of Finance. Thanks very much.
It was a pleasure being with you today.